Tom Cruise, I know he's really good at being Tom Cruise.
He's the best at being Tom Cruise, really.
Yeah, and it turns out that when he tried to be something more than just movie star who did cool stunts, everybody kind of hated him. So he's gone back, and he's just Tom Cruise movie star now. Mm-hmm. But there's part of me that saw this and went and thought to myself, okay, we get it. You know how to fly a plane.
You don't have to do everything
you do in a plane now.
Right.
But here he is congratulating King Charles while flying in a World War II fighter plane.
Yeah, it looks like a P-51 Mustang.
That's not real.
It is.
He's really flying that.
Boy, it sure doesn't look like it. You're right. It looks like CGI. It looks so weird.
Maybe it's not, but I read an account that made it seem like it was the other pilot shooting it.
Pilot to pilot, Your Majesty, you can be my wingman anytime.
My God, shut up, you douche.
God. Then he dives.
That is not real, Freebeer.
I think it is, but where? I have no idea.
That's not real. It can't be real.
Why not?
I think it's probably stupid. Just the HD, like the way the cameras are now so sharp, it makes things sometimes look artificial like that.
Well, plus that it's was recording real. Off of another screen.
Yeah.
So that's the added layer.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Yeah. Oh, that's the most believable part of it is that he would throw that corny line in there.
Of course he did.
We get
that's
it.
So you stupid. Were,
you yeah, were, yeah. If you would have been a different era, you'd have been strafing the Nazis. Okay, whatever.
This article from UpRocks makes it seem like there's no question it's real.
Oh my God, he's the douchiest celebrity of all time ever. You saw pictures of him and Shakira hanging out?
I did
not. It makes me so sad.
No.
It makes me so
sad. She's too old. She's at the age at which he has discarded all of the women he's been with before.
Not just is she too old, she's too normal. She's too beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mean she's too old for real life. She looks great.
No, I know what you mean.
But yeah, like all the other women hit like, what, 32? To the curb.
Blech. I think he's just the douchiest of the douchiest.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising that somebody can do so many things that are cool and yet be so douchey while doing them.
I know, and now after I've seen like all 15 of the Mission Impossibles, like the first couple were cool, and then it was like, all right, you're just a douche on a motorcycle. I can't do it anymore. The Scientology thing just got into my brain. I'm like, I can't take you seriously. You seem like an ass.
Yeah, that's his P-51 Mustang, according to listeners. It's the same one in which he flew when he thanked people on the MTV Movie Awards, which I think we played and we're like, that's pretty cool. He really does things. But okay, we get it. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a couple where he was skydiving.
Yeah. One where he was on like the side of the Burj Khalifa. And
yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, ever since I watched the first half of Top Gun Maverick a couple of weeks ago when we were traveling, and I realized what a huge load of crap that was.
I haven't seen that movie.
No, you didn't see it.
The good parts are it's all the jet stuff later on.
It's
the
all highlight the same of, as the first movie. It's just not as sweaty.
The highlight of that trip for me was you hating on that movie. And that's not to say I didn't have a good time the rest of the time. I just enjoyed you hating on that movie that much.
Boy, I got a lot of hate for that too. On text, a lot of people were really upset with me.
Like the best movie of their adulthood.
I'm sorry that you like things that are not good.
I don't think you're giving it a fair shake, Steve. I mean, that was up for an Oscar.
Steve did.
No, it wasn't.
It was very good.
But also, no.
If that was up for an Oscar, like The Fast and the Furious was up for an Oscar when Paul Walker died and Vin Diesel said, I think it could win an Oscar.
But that wasn't actually up for an Oscar. Maverick was.
It was nominated.
It was not worthy of being nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, no. Because now we know the background of all of that, how they network for those nominations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's Tom Cruise. So
But I will say this. I thought it was way better than the first one. Like, but it is a lot of the storyline is basically the same.
Yeah, from what I saw, it was the first one.
The
first half of it is basically a retread of the old one. And it is stupid in the parts where, like, he's the most decorated pilot that's ever been in the Navy in Top Gun, and he walks into places and none of the Top Gun people know who he is. You go, he's a guy who they have pictures up in a bust probably, mm-hmm. and they don't know who he is, but whatever. But the second half I found much more entertaining.
I didn't. See, I'm right there with, I wish I would have stopped when you stopped, Steve.
Yeah, I thought it was, an acceptable, okay action movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sounds
man,
great.
Oh man, I'm surprised they didn't put you in the splash quote. An acceptable diversion from real life.
Yeah. You know, well, sometimes, you know, that's all you're looking for. You know, most of those action movies like that are kind of stupid anyway. I mean, really, whether it's Fast and the Furious or a Godzilla movie or whatever, they're all kind of goofy. But
the first text ever from someone in the 239 area code just
came
in.
What is the 239? I don't know.
You guys have some big balls to say Tom Cruise is the biggest douche.
I said it.
You guys are douches, and one of you is an ass.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, man. Whoa. Snap.
Hey, look, I appreciate that because ouch. There are people who love Tom Cruise, and I used to be one of those people. I was. And then he just, over the years, just kept being the same old douchebag, and I can't stand him now.
Who do you have, who are you more burned out on, him or Matthew McConaughey?
I hate them both now. And I went from loving them both, but I think Tom Cruise. Matthew McConaughey is doing like the early on Tom Cruise stunts now. So he's going down that path.
Shut up, Steve. I bet you had spaghetti in your eyes. That movie was awesome.
And then this text.
Yes, spaghetti eyes.
Maverick is 1,000 times better than the original, but one of the worst movies in the last decade.
That's okay. Very well put.
All right. Okay. Sure.
Acceptable.
I will accept that.
People need advice on the way next. For example, what movie should you see? Not that one. And we're done. Just get it. If you like it, like it. That's fine.
That's fine. I just don't because it's terrible.
Steve, you didn't see it on a good screen. You probably watched it on the side of the airplane.
Oh, you probably did. Yeah.
Like what, on a projector?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you have a long layover, a lot of times, you know, like Delta Airlines will show movies on the sides of planes at the gate.
No, Steve bought his own mini projector and he just holds it and flashes it on the side of the plane. You purposely get the seat with no window.
Yeah, doesn't everyone do that?
I bet you watched it on a Zoom. Nerd.
Your disdain for Tom Cruise is childish, all of you. I hope he cuts your brake lines. Watch your mouth.
No, our disdain for lots of people is childish.
A lot of people are writing in saying, I need to know which one of you is the ass.
Probably me.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm kind of
Mark a spot.
Right
we're
now.
All ass.
Oh, no.